Steve Smith. Welcome along to Afternoons with Russ Barwick and Trent Copeland on SEN.
Thanks for having me.
Smudge, it's Copes, mate. I want to talk to you about the series so far. It's obviously been phenomenal, you guys, the performances, the wins, things like that. Dating back to the World Cup, what do you put it down to, this success?
No, I think we just played good cricket. You know, I think we've won the big moments so far. You know, we've been able to get some good partnerships up front with the bat against the new ball. And then I think with the ball, I think we've been able to get the ball in the right areas for long periods. And it's, you know, the wickets have provided a fair amount of assistance, all three of them so far. So we've been able to bowl that slightly fuller length than probably what England have and challenge the top of the stumps that little bit more. And being able to do that, we've been able to get the wickets that we've been after. So, no, it's been a good start. First three games, obviously, to wrap it up. It's been nice and takes a bit of the pressure off now, but hopefully we can keep the foot on the throat, so to speak, and keep having success as a team.
Yeah, we'll talk about the SCG surface. You just mentioned the pitches that have allowed a bit of sideways movement and things like that. We'll talk about the pitch in a minute, but have you been a little surprised with England's bowling performances so far and the lengths you speak about, but also Anderson and Broad not playing in game one, then Wood and no frontline spinner playing in game two? It's sort of, from my vantage point, played into your hands pretty well.
Yeah, we've been interested by a few of the selections. But yeah, obviously England are picking the team they feel, you know, is best suited for each game. But yeah, having said that, yeah, like I said, we've been a little bit surprised, but we can only play what's in front of us and control what we can control. And yeah, we've done that well so far.
Yeah, you definitely have. And what about the guys that have come in and played really well from domestic cricket? Guys like Scotty Boland last week, that was bordering on historic what he did. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. I was at the venue there that night too, and it was 40,000 plus, but it felt like the stadium was going to lift off. Jai Richardson was obviously amazing in game two as well.
Yeah, that evening you spoke about, the boys bowled exceptionally well. They were hitting impeccable line and length, and probably the most seam movement I've ever seen in any game of cricket. You know, I think Cummo bowled one ball to Hamid that hit him, nip back and hit him. I think it looked more like an off spinner than an off cutter. the boys have been sensational. Scotty Boland was amazing. The areas he bowled and got the rewards. And then, yeah, Jai was great in Adelaide as well. So it just shows the depth that we've got in our side, and that's good for us moving forward.
And who gets to make the ugly decision to say who's in and, more unfortunately, who's out of the Sydney test, Steve? I bet you're probably saying, I'm glad that's not my job.
Yeah, it's a selector's job, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a tough one, but we'll see how it goes. There's quite a bit of grass on the wicket at the moment, so I'm not sure the two spinners is on the table, but we'll... we'll wait and see what they come up with, and hopefully keep having some success as a team.
Well, just on that, Nathan Lyon was interviewed yesterday, and certainly my experience playing at the SCG in recent times is that spin hasn't played a huge role. The numbers for all spinners at the venue in tests isn't phenomenal compared to most other venues in Australia. You mentioned grass on the pitch. What is your expectation for how the game might transpire? Is it a traditional SCG sort of game plan, or is it more the just play what's in front of you, grass on the wicket, so let's deal with that?
Yeah, I think at the moment it's probably the grass on the wicket. First innings might be a little bit more in it than later on, so play what's in front of us. It's not the sort of traditional SCG of old school where the foot marks will come into play. I can't see that being the case. So, I'm not sure how it's going to play, to be honest with you. We'll wait and see and just adapt accordingly.
And Steve, obviously the news filtered through earlier about Nick Hockley testing positive, the Cricket Australia CEO, and with Travis Head also testing positive. Have they basically told you guys that you can't go out, you bunker down, and it's Uber Eats, or is there any freedoms that you can sort of enjoy within Sydney? I mean, I know it's not going to be like going out and meeting the crowds and hanging around restaurants and stuff, but what's the status quo from the players' perspective at the moment?
So we're still on our level 4 protocol, so we're allowed to dine outdoors. That's probably the best freedom, I suppose, we've got at the moment. But just being smart, wearing your mask around, trying to stay away from people as much as possible, but it's nice to have some kind of freedom to get out of your hotel and be able to spend some time outdoors and sort of keep yourself in a decent frame of mind. It's been a strange couple of years at times, yeah, where we haven't been allowed to leave in the hotel and stuff, and you get that cabin fever. So to have those freedoms still, I think from a playing point of view, it's we're very happy with that.
And is that well received or partially poorly received by public who might normally ask for a photo and you say, look, I just can't do it? They're all pretty cool with that at this stage?
I think at games we're not allowed to do autographs or photos, but I think if you see someone out in the street or whatever, you can, keep your distance and have a photo, with your mask on. So that's about as far as it goes, but it is a little bit different for sure.
Speaking of spending time away from people, Smudge, talk us through, your social media in the last 2 years, as someone who's known you for a long time, it's been amazing to watch, firstly, but you spent a bit of time locked in a lift the other night. Mate, what happened?
What doing there?
I'm not sure. I pressed, I was staying on floor 20. I got the lift up and it landed on 20, and I was waiting for the door to open and just didn't open. So tried to go back down to the lobby. That wouldn't work. So rang the bell that was on the in the lift there, and got a hold of a lady who said, we'll get a maintenance person up to you. So it took about 55 minutes for that maintenance person to come.
And how were you going then?
I was actually all right. I was just enjoying my own company in there. And then,
self-isolating to the highest level there.
That's it. But when you're in the lift, sometimes your phone doesn't have any service. So I was fortunate enough on this occasion, I still had service, so I could document the whole thing on my Instagram. And I called Manus. I said, come and try and get me out of the lift, because he was staying on the 20th floor, and bought me a few M&Ms and we're having a bit of a chat. So it was all good fun.
Well, could he feed him through the gap or something?
Yeah, he had some device, like some massage device that he has, and he sort of jammed the door open a bit and was able to pour a few M&Ms in. So, pretty generous of him.
Tell you what, your partnership, you two, it just extends beyond the boundaries, doesn't it?
Oh, it's good, mate. Yeah, we try and help each other out, and that's it. So, it's all good fun.
Well, Steve, it's as you said earlier, it's been a strange little while, but hopefully we can get great crowds out there. Hopefully that, there was a time where you hardly knew anyone who'd been afflicted with COVID. Now it seems to be that everybody knows somebody and somebody relatively close. And obviously you do, with Travis being in the team, and you've probably got friends and family who've had a bit of a bout of it as well. So hopefully we get to the test and everything's A-OK and we get a big crowd, especially for Jane McGrath Day, and everything works well. And like we all say, if you can kick a pom while they're down, kick them twice, and...
Yeah, fingers crossed. Hopefully all works out well.
Perfect. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate your time and good luck with the test at the SCG in a couple of days.
Pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Good on you, Smudge.
Steve Smith there. Where do you get the nickname Smudge?
Oh, I think it's just everyone with the last name Smith, isn't it?
I didn't know that one.
To be honest, I'm one of those ones that just jumps on bandwagons with nicknames. If someone else has called someone something and they seem to like it, I'll just call him Smudge as well.
I've had 1,000. Some stick, some don't. So what did you think of Steve Smith's thoughts there? He didn't really lead into too much about the two spinners. He said it's still on the table.
No, I think he said it might not be on the table, given the grass on the wicket. And certainly then when I asked him about the, how they're going to attack this game and what they see in front of them, it sounds to me like it's not going